And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I'm going to go straight to the phones because he held on during the break, but I see it's Jeff from Indiana, and you wrote on the board he wants to talk about all the topics. Just all the topics.
I think he's just going to talk about everything and then just help you probably go into the other stuff. It's Jeff. Jeff's corner, so here we go.
Jeff, we only have 35 minutes left. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm coming at you from the right side of the road.
Well, good.
And I'm almost to Bucky's to boot.
So. Oh, there you go. I don't know if you heard my monologue earlier, but I had a big old time at Bucky's the other day.
Well, you know, they use a lot of money doing billboards and everything. Maybe they should start doing radio.
Well, I agree. I mean, hey, somebody tell Bucky's that this is the place to be, because not only do we love them, but, you know, we did a whole monologue on them. Did you know you can buy quail eggs at Bucky's? Who eats pickled quail eggs?
Apparently a lot of people. My son raises quail.
I don't understand, okay. I
mean, hey, it's for a small, you know, you got these small plates. Well, you got to have a small egg to go on a small plate.
Well, at least I didn't see jars of mountain oysters there. That'd be wrong if I saw that, but...
No, they don't have that. Hopefully they never do.
Well, what's on your mind today, man?
But hey, you know, Joe Biden made some history today.
Oh, pray tell.
He turned 81.
Oh, yeah.
He pardoned turkeys on his birthday. The Thanksgiving turkeys on his birthday.
Nice.
But, also, you know, most presidents pardon one or two turkeys. Well, he pardoned a whole flock.
A whole flock of turkeys.
Yes, he pardoned the two there that was with him was called Liberty and Bell, and then he pardoned Hunter and James and the rest of the Biden family.
So he got on a roll and couldn't stop himself, huh?
He pardoned all the turkeys, apparently.
Oh my! You know, I just wait for it. It's like the kind of thing, like, you look at it and go, I could see that happening. I could just see him doing it. We'll see. Hey, what'd you think about this last segment I did on the keep your head on a swivel because of things happening in the world thing?
There's somebody who'll shoot our head off the swivel. I'm thinking before it's over with, because as long as he's in charge. We're doomed if we don't get rid of this guy, and it may be too late already if they don't, you know, change things around. You know, when we got a country where the kids are out there protesting against Israel, you know, and stuff and everything, the way things are going, this nation may be too dumb to save itself.
Well, I don't know about the whole nation, but there are certainly aspects of it that are that you know, and I guarantee you. In fact, I saw this the other day, Jeff. There was like a group of students protesting at Harvard, and they were refusing to come out of some like student life building or whatever, like a sit-in kind of thing. And I saw somebody tweeted out and said, "Turn off the internet, turn on the phone jammers. They'll leave in 30 minutes."
Like, you know, that's probably true.
Probably true.
You know, and what's sad is, if I'm a business, I'm not hiring anybody from Ivy League college. They've been so corrupted and things that, you know, who wants these people? They're all a bunch of nitwits, and apparently the professors they got working there are radical leftists, and they're indoctrinating all our kids. So please don't send your kids to Harvard or Princeton or anywhere else. You know, send them to community college or trade school.
Well, there was an article this morning, and I need to go back and find out which one it was, but there was an article this morning. I think it was on Fox. I just saw the headline, didn't read the article, and it talked about the fact there's a whole segment of industry that's decided that college degrees no longer mean anything based upon how much they're seeing they don't want the mess that comes with it, basically.
Yeah, a college degree is highly overrated, because from what I've seen from campus reform, some of these kids aren't smart enough to tie their shoes, and what are they doing in college? I mean, if they was on the who's smarter than a fifth grader, the fifth grader would just wipe the floor with them.
Well, that show was hard.
It'd be really hard for them. And I didn't see no crying room or anything. There wasn't no safe space on who's smarter than a fifth grader.
Oh, boy. All right, man. Hey, listen, we got about 30 seconds to a break. You be safe on the road, all right?
You have a good one, Phil.
All right, you too, bud.
Keep eating them beaver nuggets.
Yeah, those look good. Hey, listen, by the way, Boomer, I just saw Lynn from Knoxville. Lynn, let me suggest something to you before I get Boomer to send you a link. Let me just suggest this to you. You posted the resources today? Okay. So I don't know why I asked. You always do. But anyway, Lynn from Knoxville just said, I need the link to that article. And I assume, Lynn, you're talking about the one related to the last dipper I did, Head on a Swivel. And the title of the article was... Oh, gosh, where'd it go? I just threw it down on the ground here. I got a pile of paper by my chair every day. It was the fact that we are facing the potential for a world war that we cannot win. So let me suggest this to you, Lynn. Go to our rightsideradio.org, that's rightsideradio.org website. Go to the live stream page. There's a button that says resources. Every article that I have quoted today is there. You'll find it as, I believe, the last one in dipper number two, or second to the last one in dipper number two. Anyway, if you still need it, let me know. We'll get it to you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back for dipper number three, Fighting Words. Y'all stay tuned. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I mean, y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, and I'll tell you, by the way, who else has a huge swath of ground that they cover. And that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care, one of our sponsors here at Right Side Radio, they have a chain of clinics in all kinds of places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. I think the two newest ones were Hoover and Chelsea. But, yeah, they are all over the place, and they're open 7 days a week, y'all, 7 days a week. You wake up on the weekend, someone's got a fever, what do you do? Southern Immediate Care. Find the location nearest to you online and head on down there and see them. And listen, let me tell you, they'll see all ages. I'm talking pediatric to geriatric. So if it's the kid sick or if it's the grandpa sick, it doesn't matter. Take them on down there. And I'll tell you, too, honestly, this is who I use. And I say that not because they advertise on the show. I got them to advertise on the show because of my experience going there. I've been going there for quite a while. Southern Immediate Care, every time I walk in the front door of one of their facilities, it's always clean. It's always friendly. It's always professional. And I have no desire to go anywhere else. Southern Immediate Care. You check them out. And by the way, if you do, standing there filling out those forms at the window, yeah, tell them you heard about it on that radio show, Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate it. All right, we are in number three. I'm going to get all three dippers, Boom.
It was a good day.
How you like me now?
All three dippers, Jared Hudson.
Come on.
Man.
Just stuff.
It's just all kinds.
Just like laying it out there thick. So this last one I've got is called Fighting Words. And so this is not the words you say to pick a fight. I use the title euphemistically to basically go down the road of letting you know that there are some words worth fighting over. Sometimes when you're being told you're not allowed to speak, perhaps it's a good idea to remind the folks who are saying so that you have a First Amendment right and that their efforts to curtail that are not welcome. We have got to continue because, listen, there's a reason why it's the First Amendment. It was the most important. And then the Second Amendment came right after it because the Second Amendment defends the right to maintain the First Amendment. But the First Amendment right to freedom of speech, you know, you got right of assembly. You got freedom of religious expression. Listen, this can't be curtailed. And I found this article, and before I even get into the more serious nature of this one, I thought this was interesting, so I grabbed it. USA Today article came out 3 days ago. So this lady named Susan Porter got pulled over, given a ticket. Pray tell, why would she be pulled over and given a ticket? Because she honked her horn. What? Have you ever heard of this?
No, I have not. Honked her horn. I'm sorry, lady.
It was in California.
Oh, well, there we go.
she was cited for, quote, illegal use of horn. What is an illegal use of horn?
What is that? I'm sorry, you accidentally honked your horn because you were reaching over to the... I don't know. What? Like, seriously?
She says that she asked the officer, there's a law for that? Said she'd been driving by a rally outside of her congressman's office in 2017. This has been going on for a while. And her honks were just a sign of support. In the same way drivers beep at a political candidate waving a sign at rush hour or celebrating a sports team after a game. She's like, honk, 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 okay, yeah. Driving by, pulled over, giving a ticket. Well, wait a minute. Well, she contends, and I think she's got a point, she contends that use of her horn was merely exercising her freedom of speech.
I get it. There you go. Hey, great job.
How you like me now? Yeah. And she points out that when Joe Biden was doing his barely got out of the basement campaign, he had people go to what they called drive-in rallies during COVID. They'd sit in their cars and they'd honk the horns. It's a thing. Why? Because it was their form of speech. 2020, she points out, a convoy of truckers honked their horns outside the White House, actually in protest, but Donald Trump heard it and called it a sign of love. But it was still their version of speech. The Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled, the article points out, that speech protected by the First Amendment encompasses more than the spoken word. Like in 1969, there was a ruling that the black armbands that students were wearing to protest the Vietnam War were just protected speech. Later on, campaign contributions were defined as political speech. So what this case is, right now, it's gone up. Currently, the lower courts have agreed with the local officials. Ooh. But a 3-judge panel of San Francisco, after agreeing with it, now are waiting to see what the Supreme Court is going to do. If the Supreme Court takes up this case, horn honking might be declared your speech right. I find that fascinating. I also find it fascinating that Elon Musk is facing what he's facing. So I don't know if you see this weekend that Elon Musk came out. I know you had a busy weekend, so did I, but I caught this story this morning.
Oh, man. All right. What's he going through?
All right. The Musk man has threatened what he calls a thermonuclear lawsuit against Media Matters, which is a liberal media arm that basically it's funded by Soros, and they're constantly going after conservative positions and all that. So I'll summarize this first of all. So, you know, just like Right Side, we have advertisers. You don't want to lose your advertisers. That's right. Part of the revenue that runs your business. Well, Twitter survives that way too, right?
Yeah.
All right. Advertising's huge. Big audience. Billions of people on Twitter. So Media Matters decided to go and find some objectionable stories that they believed were anti-Semitic. And they would find these stories, and then they would get there, and you know how like ads appear next to a Twitter on your Twitter feed or whatever?
Yeah.
They would find these ads, and then they would keep hitting refresh until a post that was objectionable, and they would hit refresh until an ad came up next to it, and they'd take a picture and then notify the company that your ad's right next to an anti-Semitic post. Do you really want that to be the way it is? And they even, according to Elon Musk, they can see it. They can see in the background. They can look at it and they can say, oh, that was refreshed like 1,000 times to get to that point. And they tried to even recreate it. They said, we couldn't even recreate it. They said, how much time did they spend doing this? And then they also had bots. They used bots. They put together their own bots to help, you know, feed the narrative. And as a result of Media Matters writing an article that said that anti-Semitic posts were being put right next to major advertisers, major advertisers began dropping one after the other on Friday. Apple, IBM, who else? Lionsgate Entertainment, just all these major advertisers that pay big money to advertise on Twitter, suddenly all dropped off on the same day. Huh. Well,
wow.
Elon Musk ain't standing for it.
No.
And so this is one of those things where you look at it, you think, okay, man, you're going to poke the bear. I mean, like all these cases against Trump right now, there's nobody else in the world that's got the resources to withstand all that than Trump. I mean, he's got the ability. Well, Elon Musk has got the ability to follow through on his threats. And I hope he does.
Yeah.
So today he was going to file suit, and I look forward to finding out how he did it. But he said this. He said they aggressively searched for posts on X, Twitter, and then they went to the accounts to see if they see an ad. They kept hitting refresh to capture as many brands as possible. So they were doing it over and over again, trying to catch as many brands as they could. This week, Media Matters for America posted a story then that completely misrepresented the real user experience on X in another attempt to undermine freedom of speech and mislead advertisers. It says, above everything, including profit, X will work to protect the public's right to free speech. But for speech to be truly free, we must also have the freedom to see or hear things that some people might consider objectionable. We believe that everyone has the right to make up their own minds about what to read, watch, or listen to, because that's the power of freedom of speech. Elon Musk, by the way, is not like a true conservative. He's not like somebody who's out there on all the issues we agree with. But on freedom of speech, we agree. At the very least, we do. Ooh. And capitalism. Oh, and free markets. and space. Anyway. All right. While we're on freedom of speech, though, and I'm working my way towards the big story. While we're on freedom of speech, though, how about Trump? Story here from Fox News 4 days ago. So in all these cases, Trump's being hit with gag orders, which I find to be fascinating because they can all talk about him, but he can't talk about them. These aren't gag orders like, oh, you know, HIPAA protection or protecting your financial records. I do those in my lawsuits that I work in for my clients. Not in this case. What we're looking at now is that Trump is being told he can't even talk about. Now, you know Trump, he can be bombastic, he can be somewhat vindictive, he can make up names about people. But I got news. The idea that he's not allowed to talk about people who are involved in the cases is when they can talk about him and they leak about him all the time, is this really antithetical to the idea of freedom of speech, in my opinion? Well, it says this in the New York case, the one filed by Letitia James. Yeah, oh, boy. Anyway, a New York judge has lifted the gag order that was imposed by Judge Ingeron, or whatever his name is, who's overseeing Trump's trial. That gag order had been imposed to block all parties from making derogatory statements about the court staff. He fined Trump $5,000 for violating that order on social media. He did so again on October 25th, another $10,000. Threatened him with imprisonment. Well, the higher court said, no, you can't have that gag order, and they lifted it. They're going to let it play out a little bit. But then, before I go to the break, I'll do this one. He's got another gag order in the D.C. case regarding special prosecutor, what's his name? Is it Price? I just lost my train of thought on what the guy's name is. But yeah, you've got another gag order in the district court case in Washington. Says a lawyer for Donald Trump urged a federal appeals court Monday, that's today, to revoke a gag order against the former president in a landmark criminal case while a prosecutor argued that curbs are necessary to prevent intimidation. This is the January 6th case, all right, and the election integrity case. So far we have one gag order has been lifted. The other gag order has been, you know, basically argued before the bench. The court has not ruled yet, but the outcome of Monday's arguments will set parameters on what Trump, as both a criminal defendant and a leading candidate for presidential nomination, can and cannot say. Think about this. You're in a debate on a debate stage. The other side can talk about your legal woes. You cannot truly defend them because there are certain things you're not allowed to talk about. What? How do you curtail that freedom of speech? You're up on the stage, and, oh, Phil, you're talking about the actual people. He can't talk about the clerk of the court. Sure he can. You're accused of something, and then you should be able to say everything you want to in your own defense, to include, and oh, by the way, that clerk is got problems. She did this, this, and this, and she shouldn't have done it. And why would you not? Freedom of speech. When we come right back, I've got one article left. Thank you, Missy from Fawtville, Jack Smith. I had the name Price stuck in my head. Missy just squared me away. Thank you. It was Jack Smith, the special prosecutor appointed from the Washington, D.C. case against Trump. Supreme Court, this entire term coming up is going to have more emphasis potentially on the First Amendment than any court we've seen in decades. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming down to the end. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all, I'm just telling you. I mean, listen, it's just like making common sense like a superpower up in here. And I tell you who else has got so much common sense is our folks over there at ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions, like just, man, they're blowing it out of the water right now. They've got so many clients that they cover way beyond our listening area. But ZLA Solutions, they are epic good at what they do. And what they do is help you make your business better. And I say that with all sincerity. In fact, that's actually their motto. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it. We just help you make it better. So if you need logistics, warehousing, solutions for quality control and that kind of thing, they can do all kinds of stuff for you. But they can also, by the way, do what they've been doing best for years, which is staffing. They can come in and help you find people. You didn't need onesies and twosies, they can find those. You need a whole shift of people, they can find that. Recruiting, background checks, drug testing, do all of it for you. And they will bring you the people you need. And they're doing it for a lot of folks, big name and small name companies. So yeah, if you need folks, if you need assistance, check them out. ZLA Solutions, their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, wrapping this up, I will say that we are looking right now at what could be the biggest Supreme Court term. You know, they go in terms, they call them, and the biggest theme right now for the 2023-24 term coming up is cases focusing on the First Amendment. Story here on Daily Caller came out 2 days ago, says that we've got issues related to free speech. The court's going to address things like the ability to regulate social media, like government officials trying to block their online critics, like limits on government's power to pressure social media platforms to use their narrative, about how private actors try to restrict speech sometimes. And then one of the biggest cases they've got is one called Murphy v. Missouri, which is got attention just this past summer, actually, when a district court judge issued an injunction that barred the Biden administration from coordinating with social media companies. And that's being appealed all the way up. You got any number of things, like one called NRA v. Vulo, which is the National Rifle Association lawsuit against a New York official who was pressuring banks not to do business with them. Can you imagine? You got politicians who are pressuring, or bureaucrats who are pressuring, like, banks not to loan money to the NRA. Well, that's an absolute violation of freedom of speech. So anyway, the Supreme Court has taken up several of these cases, and we're going to see where it goes. And it could wind up, according to here from a guy named Aaron Turr, Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, says this term is shaping up to be the most consequential one for the First Amendment in decades. Cool. Like it. Gary from Decatur weighed in on the horn honking thing. He says, Phil, I can't agree with the idea that a car horn is a freedom of speech issue. Car horns were installed on motor vehicles as a warning device of some kind of danger or emergency situation that occurred while driving. It's not a greeting or a personal approval. Well, that's not true, though. And here's the thing. It depends on how you use it. Certainly, it's there as a warning device. Think about this. Was your phone originally designed to text? No. Remember that? Back when we used to have to do the buttons 2 and 3 times to get to the letter we wanted because people realized you could text, and it became a thing with kids more than anything. And now I would say that more people text than they actually, talk. What I'm saying is communications can morph. When you've got people standing on the side of the road, remember the old days? Honk if you love Jesus. Honk, honk. What is that? You're communicating. You're telling somebody something. It's not because it was a warning. It's because it's a communication. Are you not allowed to do that? Well, then who's wrong? The person who held the sign or the one who honked the horn? So so it's a question of the intent, Gary. I think that's the deal. What John from Huntsville says, Boomer, because of those 5 extra credit points I gave you, your final grade's an A+.
All right.
He says Jeff from Indiana gets an A++ for his fantastic 5 minutes with his Jeff performance. And however, today's winner is obviously Phil, who gets an A++. Thank you so much, Brother John from Huntsville. I appreciate you. War Eagle. There you go. JT from Lacey Springs says, I can foresee horn honking becoming illegal, thus allowing automakers removing them as a cost savings. Nah. They're going to, he said, this will lead to more driver windows lowered so we can display hand gestures more openly. You can't get the attention of somebody in front of you with a hand gesture, though. Kenny from Huntsville, ever been to New York City? Horn honking is literally a language, he says. And then Brian from Huntsville, going back a little bit, he says, pickled quail eggs available across Morgan County and more. I know of some poultry farms. They raise the birds for the resorts and clubs that have quail hunts. All right. Listen, and then more of you. More of you. I couldn't even get to all of them. But, hey, have an amazing night. We're back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then.